In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing and a drive into left. This one's way back, and it is gone! Jurickson Profar strikes again! A go-ahead three-run home run in the eighth inning. It's 6-5 San Diego.
Got to admit, watching on TV, wasn't thinking home run. I was hoping just that it wasn't caught.
Paulie
on
said
a nice play.
Paulie said he knew it was gone off the bat, and I went, I could see it in my mind's eye, the left fielder catching it against the wall because it was such a low liner.
I knew he had to reach for it, but just that short porch, I'm like, oh, that's got it.
Bro, it was the ass out swing, the coming around it a little bit. I'm like, oh, he didn't get it.
It was below the strike zone.
Yeah, dude.
It was an interesting play. This hour in baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We've got the a couple other calls. We got Jesse's call on television of the Jurickson Profar big blast, his 20th of the season.
Profar in the air to left. Margot will run out of room, and it's gone! A home run!
A little surprise.
And the Padres are back in front, 6-5.
Like me, a little surprised that it got out and over the fence, just on that trajectory with that kind of swing. And then Paulie also found the Twins radio call and the disappointment, obviously, of giving up a lead for the second time in two innings.
They've out-hit the Padres by a ton, and this ball is drilled deep into the left field corner. Long run back, and it's into the seats. Home run for Jurickson Profar, and it's 6-5 Padres. Steven Ogert gave up back-to-back singles, and then Profar laces a line drive homer into the second row of seats. Not quite slam Diego, but a three-run homer, and the Padres on top.
Not quite slam Diego.
What a dagger, man.
Definitely one of the Twins feel like they like get away.
Oh, big time.
Had a good pitcher on the mound. They were out hitting the Padres. They had come up with big hits themselves a couple of times in the game. They're kicking themselves over that one last night. But it's just what the Padres have done all season long, coming back. 20th home run from Machado, 20th home run from Profar, actually the 20th home run from Jeffers, too. All three home runs, kind of weirdly, the 20th of the season for all three players. But interesting moment before that Profar home run, because on the first pitch of that at-bat, of course, Woods, what did Jurickson do?
Squared a bunt.
Squared around a bunt.
I almost vomited.
I assume you were screaming in the dugout or screaming in your TV at, like, Jurickson Profar, don't do that. You know who else was also not happy about Jurickson squaring around a bunt? Martin Perez. He said the whole dugout, or actually Tanner Scott was, whole dugout was like, what? What? The guy's hitting the way he is. He's pretty good. They wanted to see him swing away. Now, Jurickson had some interesting comments in the third person. Goes, I'm Profar. Profar plays really good baseball. So if I bunt it, I will be safe, 100%. And it's going to be bases loaded, no outs for Jake Cronenworth.
I really have to start talking in the third person. I need to bring that into the vernacular. I really
Steven
do.
Woods needs to start talking.
Yeah, Woodsy really needs to
Paul
have a good
thinks
show.
That Woods should start talking in the third
so
person.
So good.
But he never really explained why he changed his mind. Maybe just getting, in a favorable count decided to swing instead of bunt. But
I don't know that he ever actually squared to give up. Give himself up. He just kind of did the whoop.
He's thinking about it.
You get a good
obviously.
Look. You get a good look. Maybe you draw the defense in. There's a million different, ways to do it. But yeah, I'll admit when he strode to the plate, it's the first thing I thought of is he's going to bunt. He is going to bunt right now. And I'm really, really really glad that he didn't. What a moment last night.
Well, but that, even if he was correct and he bunted and it was a base hit and he loaded the bases, you're still given a lefty-lefty matchup, yeah. Cronenworth against Okert, which is not quite as favorable as the righty-lefty. That's why you want Jurickson, who's been your most clutch player. In fact, baseball's most clutch player in late and close, high-leverage situations this year, swinging away in a situation like that. Instincts or no instincts, he ended up doing the right thing. And
yeah.
that was trying to drive the ball somewhere. And he drove it out of the yard for the go-ahead three-run home run. Big insurance run there by Xander Bogaerts as well. They didn't give up just because they had a one-run lead. Jake got on. Xander drove him in with a double. And then Robert Suarez, after giving up a run in the first game of the series, actually gave up a couple of hard-hit balls, but both right at Jackson Merrill,
yep.
And then struck out the last batter for his 29th save. And with that, Padres moved to a season-high 17 games above 500. First time they've been at this point since, the end of the 2022 season. And they're actually better right now than they were at this point in 2022 when they ended up going to the National League Championship Series, remaining three games behind the LA Dodgers in the NL West, one game ahead of the Arizona Diamondbacks for the first wild card spot in the National League, but certainly another day to circle on the 2024 calendar for the San Diego Padres as another terrific win.
And Jurickson Profar continues to be, along with Jackson Merrill, you know, the heartbeat of the San Diego Padres. And for whatever reason, everything he is doing these days is really getting under the skin of the opposing team, which we've seen it work in our favor so much this year. I mean, the Nationals got so upset about Jurickson Profar, Benny, that they basically, it took them completely out of their game. And you had a little bit of it last night. So Jurickson Profar's back in the dugout, and you see his teammates go, "Pro, pro," and he looks up and runs to the top, then throws his hands out like, "What? What now?" And it's Christian Vasquez chirping at him. And maybe it was the gritty that he hit at home plate, but like, Christian Vasquez plays in enough baseball games to know this isn't uncommon. He's at home. He just hit a three-run homer. Pitch better. Get him out. Like, seriously, like, we're still doing this. And how many times do you have to touch the hot pan on the stove before you realize this isn't going to do anything to me but burn me? It's going to burn me every single
time. Every team has to make the mistake at least once.
Right. I mean, I pray.
They don't learn the lesson from the Washington Nationals. It's not. I doubt there's a pregame memo like, "Hey, by the way, if Jurickson does something big, you probably shouldn't say anything, you know, even though he's going to probably celebrate big time." You don't have that pregame meeting as a manager if you're Rocco Baldelli
talking about
what happens when Jurickson Profar has his big moment.
But you absolutely know the guys in the league that are going to do things like that, and he's one of them. And you can't let it take you out of your game. And you saw Xander, when he came up and he got that knock, he turned around and said something to Vasquez. Now, they're longtime friends. They played together in Boston. They know each other very well. That was probably more friendly-ish banter. But again, you know, keep going to the stove, man. I'm begging you. Who do we play next? We play the Mets?
Mets.
Please get upset. Please. Well, please take exception.
Brian Kenny's in for a rough weekend.
I mean, if that happens, this guy is, again, we said it over and over, you love him if he's on your team. You absolutely love him if he's on your team. If you're playing against him, yeah, he's the guy that can get in your dome.
Need a contestant for Take on Woods if you want to call in right now. 833-288-0973. Playing about 2 minutes here. 833-288-0973. Question in the chat, I think, is a legitimate one. Is Profar getting hit by a pitch today, as he has been so many times now here in the second half of the season? Accidentally or otherwise, I can certainly see it happening, and I can see exception being taken and, you know, maybe even dugouts clearing again like it happened against the Washington Nationals.
But for what?
Because Major League Baseball players are very sensitive, oversensitive about things like a slow trot around the bases, even at home, and what is viewed as excessive celebration. You know that gets under their skin. And they're stewing about it, and you know they're having the same discussions that the Washington Nationals were, like, hey, we can't let them show us up like that, even though it's their house. We got to do something to show that we're men, and we're not gonna take that lying down.
Do it.
And they're probably talking to, you know, Simeon Woods Richardson, and like, hey, make sure Jurickson Profar knows that we saw what
moves his feet.
You know, yeah. Moves his feet around a little bit, and you do that, and all of a sudden he gets hit. And we have a whole nother situation, just like we did against the Washington Nationals. Wouldn't be shocked if that happened today.
Yeah, I really wouldn't. I wouldn't either. But I mean, Jurickson gets hit every game, so that's a really good excuse for the Twins. It's like, oh no, I mean, he's a magnet these days. Just it slipped with slider at his knee again, and but yeah, man, it's just not an advisable strategy. But I, as a Padre fan, I love it. I don't want Jurickson to get hit every day. I don't want him to, you know, he looks like he's gotten, you know, just battered below the waist. And so if you want to do that today, go ahead. I mean, it has not worked out.
It's interesting because until yesterday, Jurickson's numbers the last couple of weeks had slipped. I mean, not bad, but I think we've seen like 230 over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I think the league was going, maybe our strategy of pitching him inside and backing him off has been a little more effective. So he's just going to see more of it as the season goes on. Now, a big home run like yesterday may change things as well, and teams might have to adjust again to Jurickson Profar. But, man, that guy has come up with so many big moments this season. Him and Jackson Merrill, incredible. The two guys, the big question marks going into spring training, center field and left field, who are going to man those spots for the Padres? And here we are in August, and they've literally been the two clutchest, strongest spots on the field, maybe, for the Padres in 2024.
I was thinking about it last night after Profar had the throw, the home run, and I go, God, this guy needs to be like in serious MVP talks. And then I go, well, how can you be the MVP when it's questionable if you're even the MVP on your own team?
Right.
I think Jackson Merrill is absolutely in that conversation.
Michael King called
Padres
him the team MVP,
MVP.
Yeah. After Monday's game. So we will see.
Embarrassment of riches.
Good one last night. We'll talk about it with Adam Jones coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, it is time for our daily game of musical trivia. Let's take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods.
All right, let's go. Let's go with Roger. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. All right, see if we can get you qualified this month for our grand prize. First Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And you are, of course, playing for the two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas and two tickets to Carrie Underwood, her residency at Resorts World Theater, now underway. And tickets are on sale at AXS.com and RWLasVegas.com. Categories. Will anyone ever take Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Those, again, are bands that made it big, including here in the United States, but with either German origins or themes. We've got Huey Lewis and the News, and we've got Sister Acts. Those are bands or artists with sister in their name. So, Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Huey Lewis and the News, or Sister Acts. Roger?
All right, well, let's give Woodsy the category, and I'm going to pick Huey Lewis and the News.
Huey Lewis and the News. All right. No surprise here. Five questions about Huey Lewis in the News, including our two-second song. So you really only need to give me the song title because the artist will be Huey Lewis in the News. I'll just give you that right now. If you can beat Woods or tie him, we'll put you into the drawing for the grand prize. You know how it works. Pass, if you don't know one, 60 seconds total to get as many as the five as possible.
Just give me 1 second.
Paulie's going to call up. He's had some computer different kind of funky issues this morning, but we'll let him call up the
slow.
Call up the 2 second song before we get going. Roger, how have you been?
I have been great. I'm actually speaking to you from Nashville, Tennessee right now.
Nice. All right. A music city for our music game. All right. Paulie is ready. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. The category, Huey Lewis and the News. Roger, good luck. Let's take on Woods.
That's Heart Control.
That is. Which 1985 single earned Huey Lewis an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song?
The Power of Love.
Correct. The most successful album for Huey Lewis and the News has what very Ben-friendly name?
sports.
Correct. According to Huey Lewis, which 1984 hit, is actually a love song and doesn't really have anything to do with illegal narcotics.
I want a new drug.
Absolutely. Which 1987 number one hit for Huey Lewis has a biblical reference in the title and shares a name with a 1990 movie starring Tim Robbins?
Jacob Flatter.
Yeah, that was so easy. So easy for Roger. Congratulations, Roger. You are into the drawing for Las Vegas with a perfect 5 for 5. The only question is, can Woods match, given the category and given the same 5 questions and the same 60 seconds? So we'll summon Woods back to the studio. You know he can't hear because we can barely flag him down when it is time. All right, Roger wants you to have the category.
Oh, wow.
One of our better players. And this is ironic because I already had this one in the hopper when we discussed this band last week. But the category is Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, okay.
So 2 second song is first. You don't really need the band, just the song title. You right? Ready?
Yep.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Roger.
Heart and Soul.
Correct. Which 1985 single earned Huey Lewis an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song?
1985?
Yep.
Power of Love.
Correct. The most successful album for Huey Lewis in the News has what very Ben-friendly name?
Sports.
Correct. According to Huey Lewis, which 1984 hit is actually a love song, doesn't really have anything to do with illegal narcotics.
I Want a New Drug.
Correct. Which 1987 number one hit for Huey Lewis has a biblical reference in the title and shares a name with a 1990 movie starring Tim Robbins? Save the toughest one for last. You need this.
You kind of need this.
I think Roger is in a Huey Lewis cover band. I'm pretty sure. There's somebody in our audience that is. I think I'm toast. Tim Robbins. The Hudsucker Proxy.
Yeah, that would be a good guess. That is not it. It's Jacob's Ladder.
Oh.
And that means Roger, by a 5-4 score, has taken down Woods.
It's been a while.
And Huey Lewis and the News
Roger,
today.
Roger, are you the one that's in a Huey Lewis band?
That is correct.
I mean,
that was stacked in Roger's favor.
There you go.
What's your favorite Huey Lewis song, Roger?
My favorite to sing is Heart and Soul, actually.
So good.
And Working for a Living is probably one of my favorite songs.
That's a good one,
that's
too.
That's a damn good one.
I'm a big fan of Huey Lewis and the News myself.
As am I.
Except for...
Brother, we're playing El Cajon in September 6th.
Nice.
El Cajon, September 6th. The Huey... What's
except, of course, for the Heart of Rock and Roll, which I love, but Woods doesn't.
You guys have to do that song, don't you?
Oh, that's the name of the band.
Heart of Rock and Roll. Good name for a band.
Yeah, it was a good call.
I have a question. When you are playing somewhere, do you incorporate the name of the city you're playing in? Like, will you shout out El Cajon, like, instead of Cleveland or something?
Oh, hell yeah. Every single time.
Murrieta!
Yeah. And it's funny when you're in some place like Anchorage, because the Heart of Rock and Roll is not in Anchorage.
No, it's not. It is not. Thank you, brother. Well played.
All right, Paulie will get Roger's information during the break. And that was his... Yeah, you were in the biggest disadvantage as we've ever had in that game before.
That was a tough one.
No doubt about it. All right, Don't Do This is coming up next. Let's see. I've got... I saw something that I loved, actually, yesterday. Did anyone see how the A's determined the draft order for their fantasy football league yesterday?
No, I did not.
It was pretty cool. A little visual, but pretty cool. We'll get to that and more coming up next in Don't Do This, next on 97.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't
do this.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Get back to the Padres talk in just a second. Adam Jones will be with us here at the bottom of the hour. First, though, don't do this. And it feels like it's been a while since we've had a good old-fashioned steroid scandal in sports.
It has been a minute.
And actually, we have a guy who got off scot-free yesterday. I don't know if you saw this story. I heard Chris talking about it on Gwynn and Chris. So the number one tennis player in the world, which is actually Jannik Sinner, tested positive twice for steroids earlier this year. But they just determined, right ahead of the U.S. Open, that he is not going to be suspended. He successfully argued that the banned substance entered his system unintentionally through a massage from his physiotherapist, which I think everyone can rightfully be very skeptical. Like, can you just say that, oh yeah, my massage therapist used something they should not have used, and I didn't have any control over it, and apparently it was a spray or some sort of cream that
clear
contained...
What in the world?
And here's the interesting part of it. Clostebol, which, of course, was what Fernando Tatis Jr. tested positive for and was suspended 80 games. And what did he argue?
Ringworm.
That it was a cream that he used to treat a skin condition, a ringworm condition.
So this person got off scot-free.
And so this guy, Jannik Sinner, the number one tennis player in the world, argued essentially that someone put a skin cream on him that that was not authorized, did not know contained a clostebol agent, and they said, okay, fine, you're good to go.
Wow.
We're not going to suspend you. Isn't
that amazing?
Interesting. And I don't know the differences between tennis's, you know, rules when it comes to that. You know, baseball has pretty much a zero tolerance. Doesn't matter how it got in your system. If they test you and you're positive, it's a positive, but it just goes to show you there's always some gray area. Like what would happen if like a baseball player, like someone slipped them something without their knowledge? Like they went to a restaurant and someone just like
shot
sprinkled
a squirt of testosterone,
yeah, steroids in their food
into
and
their
they
oysters.
End up getting positive. I mean, technically there's no leeway, so that would lead to a suspension and probably you'd never get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And it would be through no fault of your own. Now, can you prove any of that? I don't know. How does that work? It's an interesting story, though, and one that has gone in the favor of tennis player Jannik Sinner.
That's wild, man. That's why you rarely see these guys get off, so to speak. So, well, listen, everyone's talking about it in the chat. Everyone's talking about it on Twitter. Big brawl last night at Petco Park, which you hate to see. Never a great look, but there was a guy in a lower level. He's dressed in all black. I believe he has an Ethica shirt on. Now, that is Manny Machado's brand. That's one of the brands that he reps.
So we know who you were cheering for in the fight.
Yeah. Also, the guy that wasn't dropping N-bomb after N-bomb after N-bomb after N-bomb in the middle of this fight. But there was a guy in what somebody described as a short, white Daisy Dukes and what do we call those now?
Oh, a tank top undershirt.
A tank top undershirt.
Not what it used to be called.
White.
Yes.
And that's it.
Ribbed.
Ribbed for her pleasure, potentially. And they got into it pretty good. And the guy in the Daisy Dukes and the broccoli hair was really goading this on. Come on, let's go. And that guy in the Daisy Dukes had the upper hand. He was in the higher row. So he can swing down, use all his momentum. He got his ass kicked last night by the guy in all black. And I mean, this guy took the wood to him. Bloodied his face. He's just then is still going, swinging, running his mouth. It was a gnarly, gnarly one last night. It went on for a while, too. Like, this was... Usually, if there's some pushing and shoving,
like,
everyone's
go
just
ahead,
standing
hit me in
there.
The face.
Yeah, he's
and
doing
so
the,
he does.
Hit me. And finally, this guy throws, I think it's a left.
It's a left, yeah.
And and then you see him, and he still goes back for more.
He gets him with a left, and then a right, and then like two more lefts.
It was a great combo. The guy in the black, I mean, he he took it to him yesterday.
Got a little butt crack from the guy in the black.
Yeah, he got a little butt crack.
You know, on camera there.
Somebody said, on when I posted on Twitter, they said, oh, I knew it was over when he hiked them Daisy Dukes up. I will say this, just as an aside. I went to, you know, went on vacation recently, and I needed to buy some new swim trunks and things like that. You can't find shorts that go to your knee anymore. They don't exist. No. They don't make them. So every pair of shorts that I have now looks like I'm wearing band panties. And so I wear them, and I don't have big, thick, nice legs. They're white. They're creamy. And I put those things on, and I'm like, I like shy walking down to the beach in Hawaii. Like, get me in the water, because every short now comes right below your junk. I mean, truly. Like, you can't find long shorts. They don't make them.
What happened to the good old Michigan basketball days?
100%. Baggy is all get out. Like, I can't tell if that guy's fat or not. I don't think so. Look at his shorts. I mean, his shorts are good.
I bought a black pair of Nike basketball shorts like a year ago from Dick's Sporting Goods. And they actually go like right to the knees, or maybe even just below the knees. And I'm like, I might have gotten the last
I'm
pair.
I'm keeping these
I
forever.
Might have gotten the last pair.
Actually, the Smithsonian called. They want those. They want you to send them to the Smithsonian.
You know what? That's fair.
Every pair of shorts now is just these nut huggers. And I'm like, this doesn't look good on me,
like,
man.
Like the OPs my mom used to put me in elementary school.
Yes, dude. I had the sickest pair of corduroy OPs that I wore.
Corduroy OPs.
Mine were blue. I wore the
damn light blue. I had that. I think I had that exact same pair.
Just listening to Van Halen 1984 wearing my OPs. Oh, I loved it.
All right, finally, do this.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
I know there's a lot of that take their fantasy football very seriously, including the draft. In fact, last week I was talking, I was playing it at the GOAT. They were doing a draft where you drafted the order of where you were going to draft. So, like, he had 24 hours to decide. Do you want the first pick? Do you want the wraparound 10th pick? Do you want to go in the middle of the first round when it comes back? They actually had a draft to draft where you were going to draft. So that, to me, was a little silly. A lot of people just do it randomly by computer. Nightmare. Sometimes it's based on the order of finish or last season if you've got everyone back. But the Oakland A's had a pretty fun way. There's a lot of fantasy football that goes on this time of year in baseball clubhouses, especially on teams that are out of it and just trying to get to the end of the season. So what the Oakland A's did, and there was some video going around on social media, they put a target, like a bullseye, out in the outfield. And then all the fantasy football guys went up to the upper deck of the Coliseum, put their name on a baseball, and tried to throw it as close to the target as possible to determine the draft order for their fantasy football draft. It's clever.
Like, it's clever, but is it smart?
Yeah, maybe not. Showing everybody how much you are not caring about baseball and are caring about fantasy football?
No, not even that. Because everybody. But it's like, do you really want guys slinging one as far and
well, wasn't that, I mean, really, they were.
Oh, was it like push?
Yeah, it was kind of more of a push. Oh, it was like a dark. Yeah, because they were. Yeah, it was kind of like a dark.
I thought you meant they had to wind up.
No, it wasn't like so far. It was just like it was just they were coming from so high.
Okay,
and they kind of tossed it out into the outfield, and they kind of bounced around near the target.
That's really
like they were playing jarts, like lawn darts, essentially, to determine their fantasy football draft.
Well, when you're on the Oakland A's, you need to find ways to entertain yourself.
Not exactly playing meaningful baseball games at this point in the season. Well, that's don't and do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll catch you up with Adam Jones on a Big League Wednesday. Figure out where in the world is Adam Jones. And then talk some Padres baseball and pennant races with AJ. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, Big League Wednesday. We got Adam Jones coming up first this hour on 97.3 The Fan. It's brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. You could pot them down for now, Paulie, if you wanted to.
He was on
with
hold.
Contract and full-time workers from Express Employment. You can get the staff you need. Manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at ExpressPros.com. That's ExpressPros.com. Traffic, and then the five-time All-Star Adam Jones next year on 97.3 The Fan. Well, Adam Jones, you missed a good golf match last Tuesday. Woodsy came through on 17. I delivered a birdie on 18.
That's true.
Ended up with a big win at Encinitas Ranch while you were out on your business opportunity golfing day. And now I understand you're back on the golf course again?
Oh, man, I stay on the golf course. You know, as long as my wife says, hey, go do it, I do it.
What a lot of work.
I'm playing with a good group now. It's crazy because on my podcast, the Adam Jones podcast. I said, look, I'm tweet out some names, just tweet out, like, you want to golf with me? One of the guys hit me back, and I'm golfing him right now. He's a venture capitalist, 35-year-old sharp dude who likes to make money. So I ain't planning for money today, but next time I will.
Good contact to have, though.
It's a great contact.
Do you want 100%. To invest in a radio show?
Yeah, see if he wants to invest in a radio show. I was just going to ask him about that. Where are you?
I'm in Baltimore right now. Okay. My guy, Nick Markakis, is going into the Orioles Hall of Fame on Saturday. So my family went back to Spain. I stayed here because, you know, I gotta support my guy. I talked to him yesterday. He's going to be on my podcast tomorrow. And, you know, I gotta support him. He needs to be recognized. I know if you know him. He doesn't like any of this stuff. I just told him, put on a smile for a couple hours, a couple hours, man, and then go back to being normal. So
being normal.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, just drink it in a little bit. That's a really cool moment. I loved watching that dude play. He was a gamer in every sense of the word. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. I'm excited to hear that podcast as well, AJ. I wanted to ask you about one of our players that we have here in Jurickson mm-hmm. Profar. And, man, number one, what a year, what a deal you got him for. Yep. The guy loves playing in San Diego, but he is really becoming, to the other team, quite the irritant. Christian Vasquez barking at him last night. I mean, he really gets under guys.
Kaver Ruiz earlier this year.
Will Smith. All these, mediocre catchers are going after Jurickson Profar, and it's not working out well for these dudes at all.
I mean, I love what Profar is doing. Obviously, he signed a one-year, $1 million deal, so he's basically playing for free in San Diego this year. Might be paying to play this year. It's so expensive, but what he's doing right now is special. And he's lining himself up to get that, 3-4 year deal that he's been yearning for his whole career. And, he can play multiple positions. I know he's playing a lot left field right now, but, his versatility has always been one of his strongest suits. And I like it. You need that kind of the FU kind of guy.
Yep.
And he's that guy. Tommy Pham is one of those guys that you want him on your team because he'll go to battle for him. You don't want to be on the opposite team, but you want to be real. Hey, if he's annoying guys and the results is W's, if we can all get off the bench and we can fight if we need to, but at the end of the day, if we're trying to get some W's. And the style of play, the energy he's bringing, you see, they have the best record since the break, so keep it up.
Padres put Ha-Sung Kim on the injured list yesterday, and with this team that has all these shortstops on the roster, they now have a bit of a shortstop problem. Xander Bogaerts played there in the ninth yesterday, but said after the game that basically, he feels more comfortable just staying at second base. They already moved him once, doesn't really want to move back. How big of a deal have you found for, Major League Baseball players that changing positions in the middle of a season would be?
Well, he's a vet, so therefore he's earned the regards to. First of all, he moved; he didn't have to do that, so he earned the regards. I'm comfortable here right now. I've worked my ass off to get comfortable here. Let me just stay here. You want to bring Jackson Merrill back in? No, Jackson is sure stuff.
No chance.
Manny, I know Manny has played there sparingly when needed, but I know he doesn't want to do it. But again, it's a good problem. Hey, Cronenworth, you're the most athletic person on the actual field, so why don't you get your ass shortstop and do something? It's a good problem to have. Cronenworth is all that, just the most athletic person. So to put him at shortstop, a position that he is natural to. I don't know how much he's worked at it, but he might be the guy for the next few weeks. It could be by committee, it's a good problem to have, man. It's you got surplus. That's why you got all these guys. You always draft shortstops.
They do. It's just weird, though, because it's like I just get the sense that they're going to be running Tyler Wade out there for the next 10
Tyler
games.
Wade.
And, yeah, I mean, he's fine. He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. I mean, if the other guys in the lineup do their
540 OPS.
I know. But listen.
But he plays good defense. If he's able to get on base.
Yeah, if he can get on base.
I mean, sometimes his 0-for-3 can look a little bit better because he beats doesn't necessarily always have to be a 3-for-3 game for him. His speed allows him to be dynamic, even though a result might not be a base hit.
Sure. No, it's a very fair point you make. The back of the bullpen is pretty nasty. Pretty nasty. They're very nasty. They're very, very nasty. The Dodgers got a lot of players back, and they're contributing right away. Max Muncy homered in a couple straight nines. Mm-hmm. They won again last night. But I do feel like the division is certainly in play. I just for me, I don't know what the weakness of the Dodgers is other than maybe starting pitching. And even then, they still find a way to win more games than they lose, AJ. If you're a part of the Padres organization right now, you're in the clubhouse every day. Are you gunning for LA? Or are you just trying to get through one game at a time? You're in a good spot for the wild card. Or is that division in your sights?
I mean, you'd be a fool not to be looking up at top now. I mean, you always, once the second half of the season starts, you know, the standings are thrown in your face. So you'd be a fool not to look at them. But I think what the Padres are doing is great. They're beating the teams they should beat. They're winning the games they should win. They're winning the close games, the one-run games, which they haven't been good in the previous years. So they're doing all the little things. Just worry about what they're doing. Don't worry about the Dodgers. Because if you worry about the Dodgers, you're going to find yourself 7 back and then 12 back. So don't worry about the Dodgers. Worry about yourself. Get tonight's win and go home and then get tomorrow's win. That's the only thing that they can do. And they've been doing a great job of that the second half. And again, those additions, you know, with those veterans, is going to pay off with Cease. And then we got some guys coming back too. Don't think Darvish ain't coming back soon. So, hopefully he comes back.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And, you know, that'll be big. And you got Tatis. That's like getting a trade. He's been out for 2 months. So, you know, there's a lot of good things that can happen because you got 5 weeks left. This is what you want.
Well, I know you must have had at least one or two shots while we've been trying to talk to you here. Everyone in the chat is debating. Are you driving in the car? Are you throwing the phone on the ground while you're making shots and talking to us? What's going on? How's the round?
No, it's good. We're on a par five, and I'm just they're allowing me to talk, and they're swinging, they're waiting.
You get back to your round. We'll talk to you. We get to talk to you every week, so we'll let you get back to your venture capitalist.
And, make some putts.
Have fun with the Nick Markakis induction and this week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday, AJ.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Adam Jones on the golf course. I mean, you know.
Paulie's like, I'll give you the day off. He's like,
occupational hazard.
Amazing.
When he's got some, you know, he's got some free time on his hands, and you know, he's got his podcast, and he's nice enough to come on with us each week. But we cannot interrupt his round of golf or anything. We try, but he's definitely he wants to make sure he gets all his shots in. So,
I did that a lot during the pandemic when I started playing golf like a lunatic every day. We had all these Zoom meetings and all this stuff, so I would just put the phone on the ground and hit my shot and get back to the Zoom meeting.
It's interesting because Adam said what I expected him to say, that veteran players are afforded a different level of respect as to their wishes and desires. And, you know, they know what is best for them in their own personal success. And, you know, that makes the team successful. Yet, it's logical that a veteran would be more equipped to switch positions than a guy who's younger in his career and is just trying to figure it out. Yet it's the younger guys who always seem to be asked to do more of those things.
Especially these days, yeah.
You know, it's weird because
don't know what they don't know.
They don't know what they don't know, but a veteran would go, I do know this. You know, I had to do it when I was younger, and I can definitely do it now, but you definitely get more guys like Xander Bogaerts. And he said, Manny, he's not going to want to move from third to short either. I get that as well. I totally understand that. And it's, that's what the real job of the manager, of Mike Shildt, of managing people, 26 people. And he talks about that a lot when he comes on with us, is that it's not just putting together lineups and, you know, righty lefty matchups and looking at the numbers, but it's also managing people. Like if you're a manager at a workplace out there and you've got a staff, yeah, you've got to set the schedules and make sure every shift is covered and, you know, everyone gets their training and, you know, the operations are, you know, carried out as they're supposed to. But you're also managing people, personalities, and trying to make sure everyone fits together in the right sort of ways. And that's what Mike Shildt does have to do for, you know, 26 guys at a time on a major league team.
Yeah, you got to keep it fair, as our boss Adam Klug likes to say. Got to keep it fair.
Whatever his idea
version.
Woods' idea of fair never seems to match with what Adam's idea of fair is.
No, it's not even my idea. It's just logistics. It's like it's actual numbers.
But, I was just looking up. Do you guys remember, this was a little throwback Wednesday, way back Wednesday. Speaking of Adam Jones on the golf course, we had Randy Jones. Remember when he called in? He was like listening to the show. He randomly called in.
Yes.
And he was on the golf course. And I was like, I feel like we saved something from that.
I don't remember this at all. So.
I remember we were talking about, you know, the Padres or whatever, the 60-game season. And he's like, yeah, hang on, I got a putt. And we're like, just do it on the air. And he put his phone on speakerphone.
Would you shut up? I'm trying to putt.
Do you have more? Or is that
that's
it?
All?
That's all you have.
That's all we have to say.
Shut up! I'm trying to putt.
Would you shut up? I'm trying to putt.
Love that man, dude. Love him.
Probably in the big scheme of things, less interviews with people are. While they're golfing is probably better for the show.
You know,
every once in a while, whatever. We'll roll with the punches.
Yeah, so. It happens. It happens from time to time. But no, AJ's always welcome golfing on a yacht, whatever, wherever he may be for the day.
Yeah, and he admitted, you know, the standings are in your face in the second half of the season. You can't avoid it, so you might as well embrace it. Padres are certainly keeping an eye on what the Diamondbacks and Dodgers are doing.
You know what I can't do anymore, though? Is that as soon as that game ended last night, I went right over and put on the Dodger game. Like, I can't do that on a work night. That's probably what kept me up. Way too late. I need to just be able to shut it off. But I was over there scoreboard watching too.
I was texting with my son and he goes, well, I guess it's good. I guess if everyone else wins, it feels good to win and keep pace because the Dodgers and Diamondbacks both won. Padres kept pace. But it also, the same thing, when they both lose, you feel like it's a missed opportunity you don't win.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you lose and they win, you've dropped a game in the standings.
It's a nightmare.
It doesn't really matter what the other teams do. Every day, it's better to win than it is
to
lose.
Yes.
And it's better for them to lose than it is for them to win. But it's not like, oh, they won, so we have to win today, because you feel the same way. When they lose, you have to win today, too.
That's true. Then
you're giving up that chance to gain ground in the race.
It's that meme of that girl that does the two sides where she smiles, and then she goes, ooh. You know what I mean? You know that one? Yeah. And it's like, well, we lost. Oh, but so did the Diamondbacks and Dodgers. So it's an excruciating time of year. But yeah, I can't do that. I cannot go right to MLB TV and start watching the Dodgers Mariners in the sixth last night if I want to expect to get to bed and come in and talk about the games. But that was actually a decent game until it wasn't. Jason Hayward hit a three-run bomb. And yeah, Andrés Muñoz just serving it up. Real good. We won that trade. We didn't.
It would have been nice that all the times that he's, you know, stuck it back to us and other teams,
yeah,
that they could also do it to the Dodgers.
Correct.
Show.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the Stars. I think Mookie Betts had an RBI, but it's been the bottom of the order. Jason Hayward's actually like lost his spot in the lineup most days, and he's the guy who came through with the three-run home run for the Dodgers last night in the eighth inning.
Yep.
After they were down 3-0, it was looking like, okay, maybe this is a chance for the Padres to pull within two of the Dodgers, and then didn't get that done. Now, they did, I don't know that you care at this point, they did pick up a game on the Phillies who lost to the Braves. Padres are three games behind the Dodgers, two behind the Phillies and the Brewers. That's top seed in the National League
bananas.
Right now.
Bananas, bananas, bananas.
But catching the Dodgers is not going to be an easy task, especially the way that they've been now playing. You know, they've kind of turned it around this last week and a half, and started winning games, winning series. Tough to make up ground. Last 10 games, both teams are 7-3. 7-3 is great. 700 baseball is
fantastic.
Great. The Padres gained a grand total of zero games in the last 10.
But we didn't lose
on the
any.
Dodgers. Didn't lose any.
Lose
but
any.
You, when you're behind, not losing is not good enough.
It's not winning.
The Dodgers are happy to match the Padres and the Diamondbacks the rest of the way.
Yes.
Whether it's 7-3, 6-4, whatever, it doesn't matter. All they have to do is match what the Padres and Diamondbacks are doing. The Padres and Diamondbacks actually have to outplay the Dodgers to make up ground. So that's the advantage they have going into this final month plus of the season.
Well, the other advantage that they have is if you do keep it close, you do have three against them, being the Dodgers,
head to head.
You have three against the Diamondbacks, which is just, my mind is not ready for that yet.
It's going to be pre-playoff game.
Yeah, it's
going to be an insane
2 weeks of playoff.
You have to be minimum within four.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you sweep, you get within one, and you hope you pick up one game in the last three.
That's right.
But theoretically, you'd rather be within a game or so if you really want a chance to make some damage in the last week of the season. All right, we'll come back, reset things. Brett Boone's still to come on a Big League Wednesday. Don't go away. More Bennett Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.